This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology's consultation on patient Ansel, ANSEL, birth name Robert, ROBERT, MD, date of birth March 11, 1934, date of evaluation January 30, 2024, referring physician Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, syncope. The HDI, the patient is an 84-year-old male who is known to have memory loss and apparently was noted to have history of bradycardia, period. He apparently was ambulating, walking through the neighborhood on this last Sunday, i.e. 48 hours prior to this evaluation, when he experienced and fell and passed out. His wife reported that he was diaphoretic, period. However, the patient apparently did not have chest discomfort at that time, period. He, however, reports occasional chest discomfort and was further noted to have somewhat labored breathing during his routine walk. With regards to his most recent syncopal episode, there was no precipitating factor. He had no chest pain, shortness of breath, no headaches, period. Patient did not remember much of his event, period. He was subsequently evaluated by Dr. Strudwick in the setting of his slash fall slash syncope. He was felt to require further evaluation. The patient is now seen in the office for evaluation. His past medical history includes 1, hypercholesterolemia, next number, memory loss, next number, glaucoma, next number, BPH, next number, left ankle tendonitis, next number, left inguinal hernia, past surgical history that exposed laparoscopic repair of left lateral hernia, period. The medications, Flomax 0.4 milligrams, one daily. He apparently had been taking medications for glaucoma to include latanoprost, L-A-T-A-N-O-P-R-O-S-T, one drop to 12 eyes daily at bedtime, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, allergies, sulfur, antibiotics, unknown reaction, the review system, correction, the family history, father had coronary artery disease and lived to age 96. Social history, he was, correction, social history, the patient denies history of cigarette smoking. He notes alcohol use. He was a practicing physician. Review of systems. Constitutional. He has had fatigue and night sweats. Skin color unremarkable. Head normal. Eyes. He wears glasses. Ears. He has some degree of deafness. Cardiac as per HPI, gastrointestinal, he has had abdominal pain, genitourinary, he has frequency and dysuria. Hematologic, he has easy bruising. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 136/59, pulse 72, respiratory rate 16, height 68 inches, weight 155 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The data review, CG demonstrates sinus rhythm 65 beats per minute, leftward axis, otherwise normal ECG. The impression, this is an 84-year-old male who is known to have a history of benign prosthetic hypertrophy and glaucoma, who experienced a syncopal episode, period. He is known to have history of dyspneal exertion. He further has history of bradycardia and on examination was noted to have right upper quadrant tenderness, period. The patient has significant memory loss, as also demonstrated on the current examination, period. The etiology of his syncopal event is not entirely clear, period. Certainly could represent his arrhythmia, as he has history of bradycardia. It is unclear if he has underlying ischemic heart disease / coronary artery disease, period. The plan, no obtained echocardiogram to assess LV and abdominal function, a VIO patch to assess for dysrhythmia. He has abdominal tenderness involving the right upper quadrant. Will order ultrasound of the abdomen, period. Prior review had suggested a pulmonary nodule to be present, period. He apparently had a CT scan in 2019, and there was a question of whether he had a pulmonary nodule, period. Ultrasound was further recommended, period. The correction, CT follow-up was further recommended, period. There is no documentation or follow-up for this apparently abnormal pulmonary nodule. We'll therefore proceed with repeat CT scan, period. As noted, he has memory loss, period. this may be dementia of the Alzheimer's type period. However, during the examination, patient was noted to have a tremor involving the right upper extremity period. This tremor is more typical of Parkinson's period, and patient may have some degree of Parkinson's disease period. Further treatment should be considered for dementia period. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, pending dictation on patient Robert Ansell. Thank you.